Okay, Dan, so I just heard from Mike and Steven on Slack, and it's membership month, and we're supposed to be doing a bonus episode.
Shoot.
But here's the deal. I have kind of been playing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons over for TPK, Total Party Kill.
Yeah, we just started that whole new campaign. It's really been sucking up all my time.
Yeah, same. I don't really have time to do a bonus episode for
I've got an idea. I got an idea.
points.
I think I know some people. We can maybe outsource this. I don't think anybody noticed. It'll be fine. I'll record the intro for them and everything.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, it's not a problem. All right. It's time for the 2019 member special of the Clockwise podcast from Relay FM, recorded Saturday, September 7th, 2019. Clockwise, four people, four tech topics, 30 minutes. Me welcome you clockwise this podcast which involve casting spells. Me name Omlal, me Goliath Barbarian, me delighted to be here with a strange man across from me.
Omlal, it is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Bob Joe, and this is a delicious gamarita I'm enjoying. So I guess our friends Dan and Micah were busy, that's rude, and have asked us to, well, host this casting of the pods, and so that's what we're doing?
Me guess so. Me speak into strange-looking contraption, and I me not even be able to see you. It's very confusing. But me brought friend to keep me company.
Who is your friend?
Ah, my friend. He sit over here. Hold on. Let me figure out which way left, which way right. Yes.
Yeah, you hold up your hands, and the one that makes the symbol is the left one, I think.
They both say L, but me think he to my left. This me friend, Regdar. He just regular guy.
Hi, I'm Regdar, regular guy. I'm confused. Are we still on Athas?
I me not know. That matter way above me pay grade.
Well, it's Amal, good to see you. Bob Joe, nice to make your acquaintance. I'm excited to learn about what a podcast is. I assume it is some kind of magic book, just based on how you were using the term. It's a pleasure to be here, and just really, it's good to be anywhere that is not the sun-blasted wasteland of Athas. So, yeah.
Me hate sand.
Oh, so do we, actually, including my dear friend and the funniest android I've ever met, E84.
Hello, Bob Joe. How many other androids have you met?
Well, let's see, 82, 83, 83, actually.
Interesting. I suspect that I knew, at one point, what a podcast is. However, my memory has been wiped several times, I suspect, so I am currently a bit unsure.
Well, I think we're all in this together, as they say, and, well, I believe Micah and Dan said we've only got so many minutes to do this, so once again, very rude gentlemen, I have to say.
I will set my internal chronometer.
Me not understand any of that, but me think supposed to start off with some sort of question. So, question. Think of good question. Are you Mimic, Regdar?
Amla, we have traveled together for many...
Regdar?
I am not a Mimic. I'm a regular guy.
Sound like Mimic talk.
Bob Joe, how about you?
A Mimic? As far as I understand it, that's like a person who copies what other people say, correct?
More like door.
Oh, am I a door? Well,
This is getting very philosophical.
That's exactly where I was going, E84. Yes, I think in some ways I am a door, because doors open you up to new pathways, and that's what your friend Bob Joe likes to do. He likes to make you think about new things, and if that makes me a door, by golly, I'm a mimic.
E84, you made of metal?
I have all sorts of materials involved in my creation. Metal is one of them, indeed. When I heard the word mimic, I assumed you meant mime. I am not a mime. In fact, I do not like mimes.
Oh, that is a new development. I kind of like mimes. They can make windows and doors and walls appear where there aren't any.
This sounds like dark magic.
This does not surprise me at all.
Me, I'm all very interested in expansive metaphor Bub Joe created. But
as an android, I do not appreciate metaphors.
Am not sure whether any of us mimic truly. As is Omlal mimic? Omlal not sure, and Omlal find himself questioning his place in the universe.
Omlal, you're not a mimic.
Okay, good. We wrap that up. Thank you for your answers to that question. Regdar, did you bring a question for everybody?
I did not, but just thinking about your question, I think, you know, we've all traveled throughout various lands, most of them just really dreadful, awful, 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 awful places. Did I mention they were bad? And, I was thinking, obviously, mimics, not great, not a fan, but perhaps, we could all share stories about our least favorite creatures that we have encountered in our travel across various lands. Bob Joe, what about you? Tell us about, you are from this kind of gamma world you speak of. What is that like? What's the worst thing there?
Oh, boy. I think there's an obvious answer I could give, but Bob Joe isn't for the obvious. See, you see, I like to catch you off guard, as it were. So I'm going to do a bit of a love-hate relationship kind of answer and say, my dear friend Carl is my least favorite monster because he's my most favorite friend, you see? So here's how things went down. We were, approaching a very important place that apparently had important things inside, and there was this pig-like creature, and, we had to kill him. And he was attacking us, as it were, and then we, if I can remember correctly, somehow zombified him and took control of his body, and I pretended to be his voice. It's a whole thing. I won't get into it. But the point is, he was quite a terrible monster. And when he was a monster, he was certainly Bob Joe's least favorite. But as I got to know him and his rotting corpse, we became friends. And Carl still helps me to this very day. So I think that's who I would have to choose. Our pal, Carl.
You live a strange and fascinating life, Bob Joe.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Here, Regdar, have a juicy fruit.
Thank you.
E84, I believe it's your turn.
Well, as much as I have similar feelings toward Carl, I would say that my least favorite monster, and I will use the word monster, would be, in general, the hoop. I do not know if the rest of you are familiar with the concept of a hoop, but it is a large rabbit-like creature that has been mutated into basically a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, these jerks like to jump and shoot. And one in particular wore an iron crown and was a big a-hole.
And preach it, yes.
Yes. In fact, if my memory banks are not completely corrupted, I do believe that he killed all of us. So I am a little unclear about exactly how we got here. And I am wondering if podcasting might be the next life for creatures such as ourselves.
Amal, thank goodness that we don't have rabbits on our world.
Rabbits sound dangerous. Very yes. dangerous. Me have very long list of monsters me hate. Me hate sorcerers. Me hate wizards. Me hate...
hey.
Not regular guys. Me love regular guys.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's me.
Water. Me hate tables.
we love tables.
No, tables
we do
very
love
bad.
Tables.
Very evil. Oh. Me hate cultists. Elementals. Sandwiches. Me hate all sorts of things. But me think me least favorite monster of all time is monster that kill me brother. Me brother Eglath.
I am sorry for your loss.
Yes, is truly worst of monsters. But me not know exactly which monster it is. Me think maybe it have name. But me only hear name in whispers. And that name, Scott.
Not sandwiches?
Well, me find best way to defeat sandwiches is to eat sandwiches. They not see that coming.
Just to clarify, again, you know, it's hard when you meet people, travelers from other realms. On our world, a sandwich is a type of witch that is very powerful and uses the sand, of which there is a great deal, as a weapon. But yes, as Amla specified, the most surefire way to defeat a sandwich is to consume a sandwich.
Yeah, they're delicious.
E84, I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
This is quite confusing.
Well, speaking of confusing, we have come to a period of time known as half. And so apparently, when you take two periods of time and you put them in two piles, the period of time right in the middle is half. And that is where we are, at the half time. And so now I'm told to tell everyone out there who is somehow listening to this magical contraption, thank you. Thank you for supporting this work of Nets, for all of your help by donating dollars that apparently go to the hosts of the show. We do appreciate it, and we hope that you enjoy access to not only this episode we are recording here for Micah and Dan, but also the monthly behind-the-scenes newsletter, 5K desktop wallpapers of Relay FM show artwork, including apparently Clockwise, and monthly Relay FM host crossover shows. That is a lot of words that sound very exciting when said together. And so we thank you. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you're not currently a member, well, shame on you. Just kidding, just kidding. But it would be great if you go to relay.fm/membership and sign up to support the network so that your old pal Bob 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 Joe can smile and tell you you have great manners. All right, back to the show. Oh, looks like it's my turn still. I have one simple question for all of you. What does your favorite potion taste like? Oh, E84, sorry. Bad manners on my part. We'll start with you.
I, unfortunately, or in fact, I think, fortunately, was not created with taste buds. So one potion, or any beverage of any sort, tastes like another. I have no favorite, I'm afraid. Although I do like the viscosity of engine oil.
Those words, very confusing to me, but me think my favorite potion tastes like my very favorite drink. Drink very hard to find in dusty sand of Athos, and that drink, water. Water, very good, especially if you have little pieces of cold water inside water. This blew Omlov's mind. So me think there's nothing more delicious than water, but second favorite potion flavor, probably sand, because the rest tastes like sand.
Well, Amal, as you know, I have a very different feeling vis-a-vis water. I think that my favorite potion tastes like stew. My favorite potion is stew. I like
Who
it
is
in a
stew, and why are you tasting him?
Well, they eat witches of sand.
Sandwich.
So.
Stew is a delicious potion that is very common in the land of Athos. It is served in a bowl. It is usually made of some root vegetables combined with some cooked or stewed meat, if that is available. Sometimes you get some kank, sometimes some eridu, and it's pretty
good. I'm sorry, what did you call me?
Oh, no, not you.
All right.
But a kank is a creature on our land. They're quite common. They're very helpful, very friendly.
And you eat them?
Oh, yes. Well, resources are limited on Athos. I don't know if you have these on your world. A kank is kind of like a large aunt or ant.
Here's the deal, E84. I don't understand what's going on here because we live in quite a dilapidated, dusty, derelict world, and yet we don't resort to eating our family members or witches of sand, even.
Do sounds positively revolting to me.
It is in some ways comforting to know that there is more than one kind of horrible wasteland out there. And in another way, it is not comforting to know that.
Let me find Stew Real Comfort Potion.
Very well. Normally, I think this is where one says, oh, all great answers all around. But I have to say, your old pal Bob Joe's just a little disappointed. For me, I like the one that tastes like the cherry coughing syrup. It is a bit of a... it's got a bit of a bite to it. I get it from the local... factory in my hometown, and it is supposed to raise what we call hit points, but the problem is it doesn't really do that. It's sort of like a wink wink ha ha kind of thing where everybody knows that Steven, the man who runs the factory, is selling what we call snake oil, but it has a nice, delicious flavor, and it also gets you a little bit drunk. So, the one that's a little bit like the cherry coughing syrup that is meant to be a health potion is Bob Joe's favorite potion.
Professor Rat gave me one of those one time. I could not taste that either.
Oh, what was the viscosity like? Because I have to say, I did not pay attention to that part.
It was less unctuous than engine oil, but still somewhat pleasing.
And the only other thing I'll say there is that when it comes to potions, you can't get better than a delicious Gamarita made by your old pal, Bob Joe. But I've got to tell you, I'm just about out of Gamarita mix, so I've been thinking about putting together one of those punch starter things where you make a little bit of money, and people give you that money so you can create, again, Gamaritas. So thank you if you want to support my punch starter, and I will be sure to share it on the Twitter with lots of emojis. Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at 3BobJoe. And I'm going to end my turn now because it's E84's turn. Goodbye.
Thank you, Bob Joe. Excuse me, Bob Joe. You would think an android would be able to count better.
I told you she's the funniest android I know.
My question for all of you interesting people is, what is your favorite manner of attack? Because I have to assume that in this terrible world that you have described, you have to attack people, places, things somewhat regularly. What is your favorite manner of doing so, Omlal?
Omlal struggle little. Omlal not proud, because sometimes Omlal just get so angry, just feel rage deep inside him. Only thing to do is to pour out rage into sword and hit things with big sword, just angrily, many, many times until things die, because such is life we live on Athys, where it kill or be killed. Amla wish he not so angry sometimes. Amla wish he open to love more, but the world is harsh place, so rage have to do. Ragdar.
Yes, it's hard, Amla. Athys is not a place for lovers. Ragdar, just a regular guy. Just, you know, sticks, maybe throwing some stones. That's always done it for Ragdar. But, you know, should I happen to be...
Ragdar, talk about Zip-Zop.
Well, if one happened to be in a place where, you know, some bolts of magical energy missiles were zipping and zopping about, well, that'd be... real convenient, but I wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, nope, just a regular guy here, just making my way in the world today. What about you, Bob, 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 Joe? You seem like you might have some interesting ways of using violence to solve problems.
Indeed. Well, sometimes people need a lesson or two or seven, if in the case of Carl. And in those cases, your old pal Bob, 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 Joe likes to do the old seismic stomp. It's a bit like... well, it's a bit like causing an earthquake that runs through a person. And so you get close to them. And I realize this is not a weapon or anything like that, like Amral's sword. But I guess I like to fight with my bare feet and bare hands. You stomp down, and it causes these vibrations in the earth that then... cause a bit of pain for the other person. And, you know, sometimes people deserve a bit of pain when they're being jerks, as E84 put it.
You have to get close? Like, emotionally close?
Well, you see, it's hard for Bob, 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 Joe to be anything but emotionally close to anyone, because he genuinely enjoys getting to know people. So, yes, both emotionally close and physically close. But the problem is, if I get emotionally close to you, then I'll just wreck you with my mental ways, like I did with a robot one time who I asked to get me a lab coat.
It is true.
E84, have you a favorite manner of attack?
Bob, 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 Joe, I think one of the reasons that we get along so well is we have this in common. We prefer to fight without additional implements. In fact, my favorite manner of attack is what I like to refer to as my machine grip. I simply reach out with my very strong robotic hand and grasp on to the ne'er-do-well who is in front of me. I can grip so hard that I can often crush their bones, and, in fact, this allows me to keep them next to me, which can be handy because we have learned cooperation is very important in the heat of battle. If I can keep our enemy from rushing away, I may hold it in place so that my comrades are able to attack it as they will. And occasionally, on Gamma World, strange things happen to us in the heat of battle. For example, an android may grow something like stink glands in the middle of a fight, and if you are able to keep an enemy right next to you while you are stinking up a storm and making them very, very uncomfortable, it is both very effective and quite hilarious.
You can't see me right now, but I have a big grin on my face because I love E84's machine grip. Oh, it's so great.
I'm going to think that sounds very smelly, but maybe effective. Amlo keeping close track of time. He count number of questions. One, two, three, many, many questions. We answer many questions, but me think we have time for just one more question. And me given this question by whoever make us do this strange talking into contraption thing. And question is, what your prediction for iPhone event? Me assume something with eyes. I not know these words. Ragdar, help me.
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Almo. Yes, I'm very excited for the September 2019 iPhone event. You know, I think back to the two times I almost died. There was that time that an invisible saber-toothed tiger, Tembo, almost ate me, left over from a war between wizards. You know how it is. And then there was that time I almost drowned in water. So I think my big feature I'd love to see in the new versions of the iPhones is either improved Tembo resistance or improved water resistance. One of those, if I can't get both.
Ah, those are both very good answers.
They should also think about making it out of pottery, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Given that we live, well, we being myself and my pal E84, live way in the future, past several different horrible destructions of our planet, I know a thing or two about phones, and, well, one of the things with the phones that are still around on our planet is that they don't have very good connection. Part of the issue is that there aren't very many towers left which allow us to connect and communicate. And so I suppose if there was one thing I would predict for the iPhone event. See, I predict for the iPhone event. Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, Bob. Anyway, I think it would be better cellular connection. I would like to hear something about that were I to tune in and watch the event. E84, do you have any technological advancements you'd like to see at this iPhone event?
Well, I have taken a look at some of the rumors that have been flying around the internet, and all of this technology is so old that I do not understand most of it. None of it seems up to the standards of an android like me, E84. However, I have heard there is a possibility of an A13 chip, and I am partial to letters followed by numbers, so that is what I am most excited about, since the rest of it is archaic nonsense.
Ah, that's very good.
Me not sure what all these things mean, but if one thing Amla worry about in desert, it losing sword. Sword, best friend. I mean, after Regdar. Regdar, best friend. Sword, second best friend.
Thanks, Amla.
Amla never wants to lose
Bob
sword.
Third best friend?
We only just meet, but you pretty good. You pretty good. You make top 10.
Thank you.
Amla wish there's some sort of thing he could put on sword, and then if he lose sword, he finds sword again. Amla think maybe call this rope, but maybe not rope. Maybe like magic rope.
That would be outlawed.
Maybe special rope wink.
Yes, I was going to suggest a wink.
me think all very good answers, though, but Amla think perhaps out of time, Bub Joe?
Yes, I have also been keeping track of the time. Thank you, E84.
My internal chronometer agrees.
And so I guess this is where we say goodbye after we thank our pals for joining us, E84. Omlal, you say goodbye first. Yes,
oh,
that's right.
Oh, okay. Sure. Regdar, thank you for coming to this strange place with me and meeting these friendly non-mimics.
It was my pleasure. I'm glad a podcast is not a thing that killed us. Yet.
And E84, thank you for risking your life to these sandwich eaters, and joining me in talking into these microphones.
I am as pleased to be here as is possible, which is actually not at all pleased, because I have no emotions.
Omlal, I think that just about does it.
Me think so too, but me instructed to tell you that until next time, me think you watch what you say.
And keep watching that clock.
Are you mimic?
What's a clock?
This special members-only episode of Clockwise featured Tony Sindelar as regular guy Regdar and Erica Ensign as Android E84. alongside regular co-host Micah Sargent as Bob 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 Joe, and yours truly, Dan Morin, as Amlal the Barbarian. For more of these characters, you can check out the Total Party Kill podcast over at theincomparable.com, where a group of us play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. Thanks again for being a member of Clockwise and Relay FM, and we hope you keep tuning in and lending us your support.